Oh, that's it. It finishes there. That's the end of it. Well, I don't know. Take that, Radio 2 playlist. That was Only You by Cheat Codes, Little Mix. I think in situations like that, it has to be an doesn't it? I don't think they deserve an and. Yes, we're here. Sarah Cox is not here. My name is David Tennant, and I am here. I'm sorry. Producer Louise is sitting opposite me. She doesn't talk. I was just asking her during that record whether she ever talks, and she says she doesn't. Which makes me wonder, how much dead air would she have to endure before she leapt in?
Okay, no.
Ah, there we go. Didn't take long at all. That was easy, Louise. I thought that was going to take like hours. So we're on, we have the power, we are live. This is it. Any rubbish I talk now is just coming out of my mouth. So the great advantage of this, of course, is we can have your reactions. People are already texting in. They're saying nice things, which I don't need to repeat on air because I'm very modest and I don't like to praise myself. I'm a Scottish Presbyterian. So, but I feel like I can harness this, the power of the public. There are two things I want to talk to you about. The first I'll come to in a minute, but quite urgently, today you may have noticed was Flying Ant Day, which seems to happen once a year. Certainly in London, we were besieged by them today. I suspect because it has been hot, there were clouds of them everywhere you looked. I think Wimbledon, did they have to close down a court or something? Something like that. I'm looking around. Nobody knows anything. Producer Louise, nothing. But there was flying ants everywhere you looked in London today. I want to know, this is purely for my own benefit, although, you know, it's the BBC. We educate, improve you, and what was the other one? Something else. So why is it just one day? Was it one day across the country? This is what I need to know. And how do they all know across the country, or even across a city, to all live for this one 12-hour window? We need an ant boffin on the phone. Can they phone in, though? They can't phone in. No, you can text in, you see? Now, the text number is very clever. 88291. Do you see what they've done there? Clever old Radio 2. Text in on 88291 or tweet if you're of that way inclined. I don't know what to say about tweeting. It doesn't even sound like a proper thing. Tweet. Tweet in. And yet, that's how foreign policy is currently decided. So you can tweet in at BBC Radio 2 and tell me about flying ants. Make me understand how they all know to go. What's the who fires the starting gun? Now, next week, I have the dubious honour of having to address a room full of school children for the end of term prize giving at my kids' school. They casually expect words of wisdom and inspiration. This is not my bag. I'm at a loss as to how to address children of that age and send them out into the world with a spring in their psyche and a jingle up their spines. What do you have, people of Radio 2? I've got 5 minutes to fill to the children of West London to make them better people and not embarrass myself. I send you forth, text me 88291 or tweet me. I have never been tweeted in my life. It's a new experience. I don't know how I feel about it. But anyway, this is your chance. Get in now and let me know. Matilda, play the Beatles!